Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime. So earlier this week, we talked about why people gossip at work, and we wanted to today talk about what happens when you hear a piece of gossip about someone and it changes your impression of that person.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
It has a strong impact on me.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. I see the person that then filtered.
Yes.
Through that information.
Right. So we were talking about examples, some that we've experienced, like when you find out someone who you're working with professionally is in an open marriage,
or that's what
someone else tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Or Logan, you were talking about finding out that someone has a serious drug habit.
That was
someone supervising you.
Yes. When I worked in retail, I had a new manager come in around my age, and a few of my co-workers had gone out to a bar with him and, you know, several other managers, and said that he was a cocaine user.
Right.
So ever since I heard that little piece of information, I never could take him seriously.
Right.
Right.
Completely changed my point of view.
Yeah, it's interesting because, it does. Then you filter everything through, is he stoned?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. You know, was he stoned when he made that decision?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. So other examples could be if you hear that someone has an arrest record, or that they're cheating on their spouse or their partner, whatever that may be. It's if it's someone who has some sort of weird fetish or habit that you wouldn't normally see at work, but it's going on behind the scenes. There are a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah.
And the thing actually that I think is interesting is it's very easy to hear that piece of information, have it taint your impression of the person, and never really verify it for yourself.
I know. Because once you have that piece of information, even though you know it may not be true,
right?
For some reason, when that happens, then it does sort of become true.
Yes.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, my husband's very good at hearing a piece of information and assuming it's wrong.
Yes.
And he's very good at, until I know for myself, I don't listen. But I don't think that's the norm. I think mostly we hear a piece of information and then it colors us. It does.
Colors,
it really colors the way we think about that person.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been done to me. I'm sure people have said things about me that were not true.
Yeah.
And then later, you know, maybe I find out, maybe I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do it. I think we all do it to others.
Yes. I think it's not a difficult thing to do. And actually, I was just thinking, we've worked with clients as well where the rumor is, you could hear the rumor that the boss doesn't like you, or the boss wants to get rid of you, or the boss is bad-mouthing you.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, it actually is important to check the facts, right? It's important to, in some way, find out whether what you're hearing is true or not.
How do you do that? I mean, sometimes if it's about drugs or it's about an open marriage or it's about an arrest, how do you go and check that out? It would be breaking somebody's confidence to say, hey, I heard this.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody deserves the right to not have that rumor spread about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is a dilemma, and it definitely skews our point of view about that person.
Well, one thing I think you can do is approach the gossiper. And actually, we taught this once, Kathy, one of our workshops, right, which is to go back to the person who gave you that rumor and to say, exactly where did you get this information? So at least find out where their information is coming from. And, you know, and also consider the source. I mean, there are people at work who want to disparage others or who are looking for the dirt on others. So you do have to think about, where is this coming from?
Well, yes. I mean, whenever you hear an unconfirmed piece of information, it is always a good idea to you know, say, is this useful? Is this even true? And, right. you know, what do I do with this? But I don't think most of us do that. I think most of us just hear something and then that becomes kind of a reality, unfortunately.
Yeah, so you have to make a conscious effort to somehow clear the channels, right?
Or to verify. I don't, right. But I know that when you realize you've been sabotaged, the thing you do have to do, like when if you realize somebody is talking crap about you, you do have to do your own PR campaign and go and say, have you heard something about me?
Right.
And, you know, really try to clear it up.
Yeah.
But many times you don't even know, you know, what kind of rumors are being spread about you. And sometimes there is an ounce of truth.
Well, and sometimes it fits the stereotype people have about you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just gets enlarged each time it goes through another mouth and it just it changes. Mm-hmm. But there is a little bit of truth to it. You know, I know somebody who I really like her a lot as a person, but she's done some things that have been considered unethical. She's actually lost a couple of jobs because of it. Mm-hmm. And one of it was actually really I understand where she was coming from. She took a job and lied about being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then when obviously they had to know, they realized that she was pretty pregnant when she took the job.
Right.
And they realized that she omitted that information and she was let go. And then there were some other unethical things. And then over the years, I've seen her do some other things that could have been considered unethical, maybe not. But her reputation is she's unethical.
Right.
Right.
And she always gets jobs. You can always find someone who doesn't know that in your industry. Mm-hmm. But that is the rap on her. And it's not 100% accurate.
Right.
It's, you know, what does a woman do when she's a single parent? She does what she has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She did a good job at the job. It wasn't like she was not good.
Right.
So I think what we're saying is there's a good chance that in your experience at work, you may hear a rumor or a story or a supposed vetted piece of information about someone that does taint your impression about mm-hmm, that person. Mm-hmm. And it's important to try to do what David does.
Not listen. I don't know how he does that.
Well, and also to say, let me see that for myself.
Yeah.
I want to form my own impression. It is a piece of information that will taint your view of the person, but you could still at least try to let them prove one way or another to you.
Yeah, so we all have to get, I think, a little better at not believing everything that we're being told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think that there's people have motives, you know, for saying negative things about other people, makes them feel better about themselves, or maybe they're in competition with that person. You know, I don't personally want to have to psychologically figure out why people are telling me information.
Yeah. Ooh.
But to always question it, I think, is a really good habit. And I'm not great at it. I don't know how our listeners are.
Yeah.
But I can get swayed, and I have to be better at that.
Well, it goes back to what we were saying before, which is gossip can be very delicious.
It's delicious.
And it's exciting, and it's tittling. It's like, whoa.
It's fun.
Really? Yeah.
But it's not nice. It's not.
Did you hear about so-and-so?
I'm the first. I'm like, what? What? Tell me.
Close the door. Tell me.
Well, even the story you were saying about the new supervisor who does cocaine, that's kind of fascinating, right?
Yeah.
You didn't know that. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it then puts him in a category where you don't respect him.
Right.
So.
Right. For some coworkers, it didn't bother them.
They admired him.
They didn't bother him.
Uh-huh.
Well, some may have admired him and wanted
to
join in.
Maybe to join in, but I don't know. How much of this is also steeped in our own personal biases or perspective?
Very much.
Right.
Like you're talking about this woman who may or may not have done unethical things.
Right.
Yeah. She's a fine line for me, and I don't, you know... I think people have to take care of themselves, and I think they make decisions that can be perceived maybe as unethical, but really, if you were in that person's shoes, what would you have done? So that's an interesting, but I've heard it from more than one person that she's got that. That's her reputation.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think it could be helpful for someone like that if someone is talking to them with that bias that they say, look, well, I don't know what you could say, but somehow to let them know, I believe that you are a stand-up person, and I need you to prove that to me. Would that be a shocker to her if she heard that people think she's unethical at different times?
It's a good question. I think it would be a shock. I don't think that she perceives these decisions mm-hmm. as unethical. I think she sees them as...
she's doing what she has to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that, so would everybody else in this situation. Which, you know, that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You have to be squeaky clean at work. I mean, a client was telling me yesterday he's working for a company that's out of Australia. And apparently in Australia, everybody sleeps with everyone and no one has a problem with that.
Right.
Is that true? I mean, he's telling me it is true.
I don't know, but it could be.
And he, when he was shocked when he got there and he's just like, I'm an American. I'm going to play by the American rules because that's where I live and that's, you know, right. where I'm going right. to be judged. So, right. but he was shocked at it. And
what kind of industry is this?
I'm going to leave that out.
Okay.
And that might be the problem. Yeah, that may be the problem. But it may be true. I mean, I think in other countries, it's not the same stigma as we have here.
Right.
We're
right.
a little, you know, backwards. Mm-hmm. But still, I think, I mean, I say this a lot. I think you really want to keep your reputation as impeccable as possible at work. I mean, we all do stuff that could hurt us. Mm-hmm. Except for Catherine, she doesn't do anything.
Well, actually, we've talked about this briefly before, but I will share again. When I did the Peace Corps, a piece of gossip circulated about me.
No.
Yep, that I had been seen with an army guy on a Jeep
that's right.
driving around, and my family then shunned me. Yeah.
That's so hard to believe.
Well, the thing that's interesting is that the rumor spreaders were 2 12-year-olds. So going back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why did they do that?
I'm sure kids.
They're bored.
Yeah, exactly. They were stirring up trouble. But the thing that's so interesting, Kathy, to your point, is that it fed into a certain bias mm-hmm. that people on the island had about mm-hmm. American women, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So when my family heard that, they didn't question it for a minute. They mm-hmm. just said, okay, she's out. Mm-hmm. And I had to go and do a whole campaign about this didn't happen. I had to go find those kids and tell them they didn't say
it. Well, bias, actually, I'm sorry, you bring up another thing about bias, which is really interesting because I think that there are natural biases about a different group.
Yeah.
And then we do make up stories about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's interesting also that,
No, I'm thinking that so if you hear a piece of gossip about someone that taints your impression about them, coming back to that notion.
Which is the point of this?
Well, it is.
I was going to go somewhere totally different,
no,
so thank you.
You could go there, but I just think it's really important to pause. I guess that's where I'm coming to with this idea, which is it's important to notice that you've heard this information and that it has colored your impression. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then find ways that in some way or another that allow you to at least check it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which may have to be creative. Like you said, you can't necessarily go straight to the person and say, so you're doing cocaine at the bar the other day?
Right, exactly.
But you can, there are probably ways that you can observe the person or inquire as you go along to see what their behavior is showing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Easy to say.
This is not that easy. No. I think you really have to be awake and conscious about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I think we do label people as something when they're maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it saves time.
Right, it does.
It saves the time of having to really find out who someone is, really find out what they believe, really find out what they did, you know, really find out how they feel about something. Mm-hmm. So it's very appealing in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody's got to be on their toes with this one.
All right, so again, the theme we are talking about, what to do when someone says something that taints your impression about them, a piece of gossip. And as we're saying, it's best if you can to challenge it. It's a challenging thing to stop and not have it color your impression. And join us next time for My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.